boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I hate to say it, but you officially have me addicted to Stranger Things.
I knew it was going to happen one of these days. I knew it.
We spent from like 3 p.m. yesterday to 10:30 at night just binge watching episode after episode after episode. So I know we're in season two and we're probably like 4 or 5 episodes into now season two.
Mm-hmm.
It is so good. I have a problem though with shows like this that I'm just like, it's not realistic, or it's just like,
well, duh.
Well, I know.
I mean, I hope it's
there's
not.
There's no Demogorgons around here.
I hope not.
It's just, okay, let me explain. When you know information like they do, like the whether it's the kids or it's the, there's like the chief police officer or the mom or it's the Jonathan and Nancy, okay?
Yeah.
If they know information about whether it's the laboratory or the Demogorgons or whatever, before you go and investigate, for the love of God, because there's a chance you might die, tell somebody the information.
No, they can't.
Because here's the thing. If I thought you were a murderer, Taylor, I would tell probably, I don't know, neighbor man, hey, I think Taylor might be a murderer. But before I go and ask her questions or go sneak in her house to see if she's got dead bodies in there, I'm going to tell somebody because she might kill me next. I can't stand when they don't tell people things and then it screws the other characters over.
Yeah, and then half the show is gone. That's half the show is people being like, where's 11? I don't know.
But it's like, if you know something, say something. It's the TSA stuff. But why are they not doing it in TV shows? If you know something, say something before you might die.
Because I'm saying that ruins half the show. And then it would be, instead of 5 seasons, it'd be 30 minutes. It'd be so stupid.
You know what? Stranger Things would have been done after 3 episodes at this rate.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here 10 years later.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't know about you, but one of my fears in 2025 is being filmed and everybody online says that whatever's happening is really embarrassing.
Oh, are you talking about like at the gym?
Well, that is a huge fear always.
Every day I feel like I'm using the gym equipment wrong and somebody is filming it and making fun of me on TikTok.
I'm scared of that. I'm scared of, I don't know, posting what I think is a really cute moment and just getting absolutely roasted in the comments.
Uh-huh.
That's what's happening right now.
This is why I won't do TikTok.
Right. I'm like, this does, nobody needs to see this. It's nobody's business because somebody always thinks it's cringy or stupid or dumb. And that's what's happening right now on TikTok. This guy is kind of getting roasted because he proposed to his now fiance after she completed a marathon. Let me explain.
Okay.
So they're over in the UK. Her name is Sarah. And she's like, somebody's filming her approaching the finish line at this marathon going on. And he drops to a knee, pops out the ring, and is like, will you marry me? She posted this video, though. I should make that clear. So she thought it was sweet. Obviously, she's excited. She's engaged. He did make kind of a cute comment, which was, make sure you stop your watch so that you can get your accurate time.
That's funny.
On the marathon. And yeah, she was super happy about it. But then you go to the comments and people are like, am I the only one that feels like he completely stole her moment? Like, she just accomplished
this
big thing. She should be celebrating that. And then he just completely stole it with a proposal.
I think we're missing the part is, if this is something she truly loves doing, which is running a marathon, she probably would want that to happen. We don't know, but I'm sure that's probably what she would want to happen, right?
Right.
I would love for this to happen, like my engagement to happen at, let's have a Post Malone concert or something, right? Because that's something I love. I don't know about you. Would you like it at Justin Bieber?
No, never in public, ever.
See? Okay. We know that Taylor likes to
sit on my couch.
She likes to sit on her couch, so it better happen on the couch. See? Maybe she would... That's a horrible example.
Yeah, I don't think you sold me on anything there.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and
Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Neighbor man knew that we were going to have Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell on today.
Yes.
For Those Girls in the Afternoon 2-year birthday celebration. And he's like, do me a favor. Can you ask the mayor a question?
Oh, okay.
I thought it was going to be something, I don't know, smart.
All right.
Like, I don't know. Mayor, can we add this to the city?
Yeah. Or,
mayor, what do you think about this issue?
It's not?
No. Unfortunately, it's a very selfish question. He's like, can you ask the mayor if she knows who Neighbor Man is?
Oh, my God.
He's like, because from there, I will determine how famous I am. And it was like, oh, my God.
You know what? Actually, that is valid, because if the mayor knows who you are, then you kind of made it. Right? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, but I'm like, why? You are not famous.
You're not helping him, though. I don't know.
We get this man has too big of a head. It's a problem.
That is not the question I expected that he would want answered, but I, you know what? I respect it. I do.
And so sad, I don't think I'm going to ask it.
We'll find out in a couple minutes.
So we're celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon with another guest, Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell. But we want to get to know you because there's a lot of things that we don't know about you, Mayor.
Uh-oh.
First off, is that apparently you have a private pilot certificate.
I do. I don't do it very much. The mayoring has kind of cut into my time in the air. But yeah, when I turned 50, it was kind of one of those things I'd always wanted to do. It took me 2 years to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It took me 2 years because it was time and money and all that. But really an awesome experience, and kind of for anybody out there who can sort of relate to distractions by I get distracted by shiny objects.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
That was the ultimate focus. You know, flying is it's one of those things that is very zen for people like that, because they're really, it's total focus. It always seemed like an almost unattainable goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just seemed so big. And then once I got in it, I thought, you know what, I can actually do this. And so as somebody who likes, you know, to learn and new things, and it was just the ultimate, you know, education. So it was just something I never thought I could do, and I wanted to tackle it, and I like to do stuff like that.
I can tell.
Hello, mayor.
Why not fly a plane?
Hello, mayor. You want to do what? You got to do what? Are you sure?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So you also are a fellow broadcaster.
I know. Uh-huh. I come from it. You know what? I started off, I'm old enough, and maybe they still do this, but we all had radio shows.
No,
you
absolutely.
Did? Absolutely. We all had, I did news, of course.
Uh-huh.
And my WGRE was the radio station, but that was a part of our training, was we had to do a semester or two at the radio station.
What was your radio name?
It was just Tiff. Well, DiBernardo's my maiden name. I was married when I got my first job, a real job in television. So I was Tiffany O'Donnell. Like, mm-hmm. that's my name.
Uh-huh.
Because they said using your maiden name, it was too hard to pronounce. It was too ethnic sounding.
Uh-huh.
And it was too hard to pronounce. Talk about different times.
Yeah, I don't,
this
yeah.
would have been like 1993.
Yeah.
So yeah, DiBernardo was my maiden name. And of course I used it. I just wasn't smart enough to use something clever and fun.
Else.
Yeah,
you
not
didn't just
smart
go
enough.
By Tiff or
nope,
something. You know?
No, I didn't.
Did you have? I feel like you think of a news anchor with like the news voice. Did you have a?
Oh yeah,
yes.
Can you still do it?
You know, here's the thing. I tried really hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just way too hard. Yeah. It's way too hard. It's also kind of phony. One of the things that I would even do with a teleprompter, though, is I wouldn't read every line. I think that's what trips people up, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just sort of look at the screen, and I knew the content.
You knew the bullet points.
I knew the uh-huh. bullet points. And so that, I think that also helped.
Did it make like the producer mad at all? They're like, oh, come on, she's not going word for word here.
Yeah, not only the news director, or not only the producer, but the news director, because there actually are facts.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually facts in
she
those
missed that fact.
Bullet points. Yeah, and so once you say it, you know, it's halfway to Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
So my biggest challenge, though, honestly, with being on air was my girls always say, Mom, your face is so loud. That's what my daughters
really?
Always say.
That's
Mom,
me.
Your face is so loud. Yeah, because my eyes, I mean, I'd roll my eyes
mm-hmm.
if there was
oh,
like a
no.
dumb. I'm like, really? There was a story. This is a terrible story, but it was a guy that put a kid in like an oil barrel to punish him.
Oh,
and
no.
And he got in trouble, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm reading the story, and after, I just, at the end of it, I just kind of made this face. I got called in. Like, oh, actually, you can't do that. Like, you can't. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Everybody who
I can't
else
be
is
a human?
There, no. And everybody who's watching was doing the same thing.
Now, in school, did they teach you like that? I know you said you didn't use like that news anchor voice, but did they teach you that in school? To do it like a new,
they don't. No, I'll tell you who taught me the most about that. And actually, they're based here. The Magid, Frank Magid and Associates, news consultants based in Cedar Rapids. They, at the time, and they probably still do, they consulted a station in every market across the country. And so they really, they have consultants that would come in and watch and, you know, point out what may be a distraction to viewers, you know, how are you best communicating? And so a lot of the vocal critiques or training would come from the consultants.
See, we have those things in radio. It's called air checks, where our boss will listen back to our our breaks on air and be like, well, you could have done that but differently. So we have almost the exact same.
And it's hard, isn't it?
It is.
Very difficult.
When you have to listen back to it right in front of your boss and you're like, oh, I know what you're about to say.
It's hard. It is really. And then I would leave some of those meetings and say, you've got a lot of nerve putting me on the air. It must be terrible. I have so many ideas. I'm like, wow, I'm actually terrible.
I gotta be bad.
Thanks for the help. Thanks for the feedback.
We are totally being those people that are like, oh, it's our birthday. We're going to celebrate for an entire week because we can.
Yeah, we are. We're so those people.
We are. We're turning 2 years old as a show. Those Girls in the Afternoon, second birthday officially is next Monday, which is insane to think about that we've been doing this for 2 years. To celebrate, we're honestly just nosy, so we're inviting in local celebrities and asking all the questions that we've always wanted to. It's like a sleepover.
It's like a sleepover where you ask your girlfriends, like, you know, back in middle or high school, you'd be like, okay, do you like Steve? Why do you like him?
Do you like him
or just like him?
Yeah, we're kind of doing that, but not.
Yeah, so today we've got, we've declared Mayor Monday because we've got Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell on.
We do, and we have plenty more questions, especially when it comes to being a mayor.
Those dying questions you've always wanted to know about a mayor.
We are going to ask them to her coming up in less than 5 minutes.
So we're hanging out with Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell this afternoon for our birthday celebration, 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon. And we want to get to know a little bit about what it's like being a mayor. My very first question is, and this might be the stupidest question you've ever been asked, do you have an office?
I do have an office.
Do you?
Do you get
to decorate it? Go on. I want to hear.
Okay, so this is where I'm going to disappoint you. I'm going to burst any bubble that I can tell you already have by the question. So one of the things I was able to do right off the bat, it was very brown.
Okay.
Everything was very brown.
Boring.
And it was a very big, heavy brown desk, and there was a black leather couch in there and black leather chairs. Very heavy looking. I'm really not a brown person. I'm like, I like the brightness.
Colorful.
Yellow is my favorite color. Anyway, so I said, is there any way I can paint that? Well, it's a historic building, so there are rules about that. They were kind enough to oblige. And so if you come in my office, it is painted white. I brought in my own furniture, got rid of the heavy stuff. What you'll also notice is I don't have hardly anything on my walls. I have all kinds of pictures and artwork kind of leaning on my floors. I just haven't, because I'm just not there. I know.
You've been
terrible.
A mayor for how long and you haven't hung them up?
I'm the first to say it's pathetic, but I will tell you, it's because I'm really not there.
Yeah.
Like, the work of a mayor is really not.
It's less in the office more on the street?
Absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. Okay. So you'll have to come see. You'll be underwhelmed.
What is like a fun perk that maybe people don't know about being mayor?
Do you get discounts? I don't know.
Oh, I will tell you. Sadly, no.
Really?
No discounts. I'll tell you what one is sort of the unexpected but awesome perks is parking.
Downtown. Tell me more. Everywhere?
I have free parking.
Oh.
Like downtown? I mean, I say free in quotes because the city's paying for it.
Well, yeah.
Park CR, but yeah, downtown. And it's now on my license plate. They have readers, so I don't even have to put the little badge in there. You know, you used to have to hang a badge on your, it's free parking.
So when you see the like Park CR crew walking around starting to give tickets out, you're just like,
not me. Just smile and wave.
Not today.
Smile and wave.
I'm the mayor. You just keep on walking.
Keep walking. Oh, that's right.
I found this out like a couple months ago that the mayor is like only a part-time, yet you like have other things you got to do.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a part-time 60-hour a week job.
No.
60
well,
hours?
No, I wouldn't say 60, but it's full-time. I mean, to do it the way I like to do it, and I feel like it needs to be done, it's absolutely, I mean, the hours are more lean mm-hmm. toward the full-time. Yeah. I have a full-time job, too, with an yeah. amazing staff, an amazing team that allows me to do this. And I liken it a little bit to your kids, where you have, you know, sometimes one kid needs a little bit more than the other.
Mm.
That's what I have. Yes. I'm able to sort of balance that and between the city and WLC. The city is a needier child, I would
oh.
say.
Uh-huh. My other question is, does your family call you mayor, or do you just be like, okay, oh, I am just mom, or I'm just Tiffany, come on.
No, they don't. That shouldn't surprise you. They don't call me mayor. And if they do, it's usually I'm in trouble or something. Oh. You know what I mean? It's sarcastic. Oh, yeah. Okay, mayor.
Yep.
You know, not in a great way. But here's what I will tell you too. Having lived here for so long, you can imagine I work alongside people at the city that are city staff
mm-hmm.
that I've known for 20 years, and they'll say, mayor, what are your thoughts on X, Y, and Z? Or mayor, here's why I think we should X, Y, and Z. And initially it was so uncomfortable. I just look at him and say, what are you doing?
That's me. Yeah.
And then I realized that it is this kind of artificial boundary
mm-hmm.
or imaginary, it's probably better, imaginary boundary, in that when I'm being asked as mayor, that's very deliberate because my answer needs to be as mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we're talking about definitely takes on a different meaning, a different importance. And, you know, that's the reason why it's there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can kind of seem silly when you're sitting next to your next door neighbor and your next door neighbor says, well, mayor, I really think this ordinance is X, Y, and Z. And it's like, oh, OK, shoot, I better not make a joke.
Oh,
like, I want to say something, but they're asking me for my official opinion. Yeah.
As you got to figure out which yeah. When to be like actually a professional and when to
True.
Be funny.
True.
Well, we got more with Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell coming up in just a few minutes.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You really bothered me last week. I haven't stopped thinking about something you said to me off air.
Mm-hmm.
What's that building over there?
Yes, let's talk about this. Because far distance.
Did you bring this up when I was gone?
Do you know directions? Because I sure don't.
I don't. Do I have a compass on my phone?
I think I do.
Did you bring this up when I was gone or no?
No, I never brought it up. So you can go on and talk about what I said.
Well,
it's to the south of us, according to my compass on my phone. 192. What does that mean?
Degrees. That's longitude and latitude.
Too smart for me.
Welcome to geography class. No, I was gone for like a week, and you said that a couple times you felt inspired to do Taylor Window Update.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually kind of impressed because it's hard to see. Like when you're gone, I normally don't do it because I can't see from over there.
Oh, I ran over to the window and I looked.
Oh.
I cheated. I looked about 2 seconds before talking about it on air.
Got it. Okay, so you yelled at me because I look out this window every day because I'm nosy. I like to see what's going on in the neighborhood, what the weather's doing, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, why have you never brought up this building way across a couple roads that kind of looks like a church, is what you said?
I think it looks like a castle.
Oh,
so
a castle.
So I'm going to assume it's probably a church if it looks like a castle. Or Princess of Genovia, hello, thank you for staying with us.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Do we have a Princess of Cedar Rapids?
Do we?
I don't know.
What's that one? What's that one movie that the princess is like undercover? Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez? Is it one of those situations?
If they're undercover, let's not put them in a castle.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
I mean, get like the rest of us. One bed, one bath apartment.
That makes more sense.
I would never suspect it. It's so relatable.
At that rate, I would be like, well, Taylor, you might be the princess of Cedar Rapids.
What you don't know won't hurt you.
We are so excited to be celebrating our 2-year birthday as those girls in the afternoon, having lots of fun guests come in all this week today. We're so excited to have Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell.
Aw. Guys. Flattery so will get fun. You everywhere.
I mean, you could always be the third girl.
I could be, depending. Yeah. It could happen.
She's like, but I'm very busy being a mayor right now.
I have 2 jobs. There's blood, so I'm good.
We're going to rewind a little bit to earlier in life. Let's say you had that thought of, I wanted to be this, but now you've ended up as a mayor. What was that thing?
You're going to laugh, but I always wanted to be on Broadway.
No
way.
I always wanted to be on Broadway.
Spill.
And I wasn't very good. That's the short. Yeah. Hello, here I am. Here I am. Surprise. Not on Broadway. But yeah, from the time I was a kid, trying out for variety shows and not getting in, singing Barry Manilow even now. Now I'm dating myself. But literally not making the variety shows, not making the talent shows. I did have that excursion as Miss Iowa in the Miss America pageant. That was about, you know.
You were Miss Iowa?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Stop, brag a little bit.
That is a truth. That is a truth. But here's the funny thing about that. It was, when I won, it was because the girl who was supposed to win dropped the baton twice. Like, she never dropped the baton, and she dropped the baton. So anyway, when they announced her as the first runner-up, there's like an audible gasp. I mean, literally, and I'm even up there thinking there's a real sleeper up here. Yeah. You know, there's, I don't know who it is, but here it was me. And that's not false modesty, because I end up winning. And
what was your talent?
I sang. And I, yeah.
Really?
I know. I sang. I know, shocking. This was my Broadway detour, right?
Okay,
So anyway, so you have 3 months before Miss America. So the judges, right after you win, give you the critiques. And first of all, they didn't even remember my name. They nicknamed me Pasta because I told them I ate pasta.
Pasta.
So like, hey, Pasta, good job. You know, okay. And they said, by the way, you're a little thick. And they weren't wrong. I mean, they weren't wrong. I said, I eat pasta once a day. Of course I'm a little thick. So I was a little thick. Got to work on that, they said. And they said, oh, by the way, you didn't win any category outright. You weren't the best singer. You weren't the best, you know, interview. You weren't the best swimsuit. Clearly, we already established that. But you were high across the board.
Okay.
You were high across the board. So I say that's sort of the mantra. That's sort of my life, you know, kind of outworking and, you know, outlasting and outworking. That's just who I am. But I wasn't the best singer. I mean, literally, I won and kept singing and sang at Miss America and didn't make top 10. So never made it to Broadway, obviously, but still love theater and musicals.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Are we ever going to see you on the stage for Theater Cedar? Okay, here we go.
No, you know, I'm also self-aware. I've already established I wasn't that great. Okay, we've already established that. Well, add, you know, a couple decades onto that. And I think it's like anything. It's, you know, it's like a muscle. You know, your voice is like a muscle and you don't use it. And I sure still like to sing and in the shower and sing in the car really loud and embarrass my family. But no, I don't think you'll see me. Maybe a national anthem here and there. But,
okay. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, but that's probably about it. Colonel's. My husband, actually, we were at the Red Lion a couple weeks ago, and my song is Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Oh,
I know, but that's all ended. My husband said that. Yeah, Ms. Mayor. Yeah, Ms. Mayor, those days are over. There will be no Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. At the Red Lion anymore.
A little karaoke bar?
Yeah.
You might catch
Can we see you there?
Probably a different song, but yeah. Yeah.
We are celebrating 2 years of Those Girls on Z-102 2.9. Actually, it's coming up next Monday, but we like to celebrate early.
Yeah, everybody has that one friend that you're like, oh my God, it's March. That means the entire month is their birthday.
We're those friends.
Well, we did condense it down to a week. We did. So that's pretty good.
So we've got the mayor, Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell for Cedar Rapids on. And she just talked about if she wasn't a mayor, what would her dream job be?
Broadway star. That threw me for a loop. I'm not going to lie.
Can you imagine star of Wicked on Broadway?
Oh. God, we should have asked her to done it to do that.
I know. I'm just like, maybe you should quit radio and do Broadway. I don't know. Do you have a hidden talent we don't know about?
Never know. Definitely not.
Oh, it's funny you say that, because now we gotta roll. We gotta uno reverse. We gotta talk about what our dream roles were that we wanted to do maybe before we landed in radio.
Yeah, before we got here, what did we think we were gonna be doing?
Was Taylor's Wicked
Elphaba?
Yeah, right. Going up in about 4 minutes on Z102.9. We are celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon, and we've got a guest on, Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell. She just shared what her dream job would have been before becoming mayor. It would have been being on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Just that little dream. Just a little thing.
A little nugget.
Just a little.
I wish it would have came
super
true.
Super realistic. Super realistic, too.
They always are.
That's why they call it dreams, right?
I wish it would have came true. It's funny you say that, because my dream is kind of along the lines of that. My dream, I always told my dad this. this because American Idol was really, really popular when I was younger. I said, when I turn 16, I'm running away from home and I'm going to audition for American Idol because I wanted to be a singer and an actress.
At least you were clear. You were running away. Uh-huh. So you were giving everybody sort of that heads up, which I'm not sure that's what running away.
But anyway,
giving them a heads up.
I appreciate the respect you had for your parents.
Yes. So when I'm 16 and I'm not at home, you know, oh, she's probably auditioning for American
Watch
Idol.
Watch television. Uh-huh, you'll see me there.
You're going to see me on the television. But it was kind of like you said, like you were talking about how you were running for Miss America and then they give you like this brutal honesty about your singing. Same thing kind of happened for me too. So I was in show choir or in like middle school and I was in choir and I did all those things and I did all the musicals and stuff. Then comes high school. I was the only high school or the freshman girl to make show choir. Like no other freshman girls made it. So I'm like, okay, this is a sign. Like I've got talent. Okay.
Yeah.
But then it comes to the musical and I was the only girl as a freshman who didn't make it.
Well, you
know. So how did I make show choir, but I don't make it? And then I also told myself I had to like get a solo every year. I had like strict rules. Like I had to get a solo every single year. And if I didn't get it, I couldn't audition for American Idol. And then my freshman year, I didn't get a solo. I'm like, well, dream's over.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that sort of breaks my heart.
If you heard my singing, Taylor's heard my singing. We can, in fact, say that
I think you would have made it to TV, but maybe as one of the, you know.
Ooh. As the one that they make fun of.
The hee-hee-ha-ha. Oh, yes.
No. Taylor dropping the knowledge.
Feel bad. I don't sing great.
I don't know. I think we should go on the road.
I think so too.
We should be a band. Do you want to sing? I'll play tambourine.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'll backup dance because that it was one of my what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a backup dancer for Justin Bieber.
Oh dear God.
Oh, I like that.
Huge believer.
Hey, dream big.
Uh-huh. He was on the come up when I was in like middle school probably. So I was totally like boy crazy believer girl. And we saw him in Des Moines, his first like tour. I don't even know what year that would have been. And after that, because I grew up a dancer, I was on the internet every night looking up how do I audition to be a backup dancer.
I believe
dancer.
This.
Mind you, these are like 20-year-olds that are his backup dancers. There's not kids up there. I was looking it up. I was learning the dances, and it never happened for me.
He missed out.
He missed out. When he does his Eras tour, are you going to?
Well, I think realistically, I would go up there and I would cry. I would just see him and I would just sob. I wouldn't be able to dance at all.
She needs to aim lower.
Maybe aim lower.
Somebody less popular.
Our road tour.
I hope
tambourine singer.
That would be his best day. That would be his best day.
That would be my last day on earth. I would die. I would die.
Well, when it comes to sleepovers, you can't go to bed and you can't say goodbye to your friends without a little bit of fun.
Oh, why do you say it like that?
Well, because, I don't know, you would play a fun game of prank calling or truth or dare or
light as a feather, stiff as a board.
What is that?
Oh, my God. You never did that?
No, but I want to play now.
Oh, it's spooky.
Okay, we're not playing that. Never mind.
No, you don't. You definitely don't want to.
I'm too much of a baby.
It's kind of like, what about Bloody Mary?
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Don't say it two more times. Stop it.
I got to go to the bathroom real quick. Sorry.
But you always played some type of game like that when you had a sleepover. We want to play one of those games with the mayor.
Which,
not
who to funk.
Not Bloody Mary.
Not light as a feather, stiff as a board. Although that would be tea.
No.
Kind of.
Maybe MASH? I don't know, because that would also be tea.
I love MASH.
We're going to play a game with her coming up in about 4 minutes on Z102.9. We've been hanging out this afternoon for those girls in the afternoon. 2-year birthday with Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell, and we've got one last thing we want to do with you, and that is a fun little game of Would You Rather.
Oh, boy. Now I'm nervous. I haven't been nervous yet.
This is all it took.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm really excited for some of these questions. So the first one is, and I think this is going to be really cool because we had 319 last week. So would you rather have an unlimited gift card to your favorite restaurant or your favorite clothing store?
Oh, restaurant.
Really?
All right. Okay, that one was easy.
Okay.
Just wait. So far,
all right. Would you rather become friends with your celebrity crush or go on one date with them?
Is it Barry Manilow?
I think a date.
Who's the crush?
Who's the crush?
Like, he's, well, JFK Jr. was always, rest his soul. Yeah, he was always at the top of the list.
okay.
You know, I like Brad Pitt.
All right.
I like a little Brad Pitt.
You're going on a date with Brad Pitt?
Yeah, don't judge me.
I'm not judging. Yeah.
Brad Pitt, Pierce Brosnan. Now I'm aging myself, but Pierce Brosnan.
I was going to say, I don't know who that is.
You stop it.
I don't.
Thomas Crown Affair?
No.
I know I've heard the name, but I can't be
I've
sure.
I've never heard the name.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Jason Bateman's kind of one of my new.
There you go. I've heard that one.
I'd be like uber cougar of Jason Bateman. That could probably be his mother, but I like funny, too. I mean, guys
you
got
to have a funny guy.
Yeah, I like funny. 100%, you got to have funny.
Brad Pitt just would have to just, I just have to look at him. Like, he doesn't have to talk necessarily.
Just
like, I don't know how funny he is my point. He's darling.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Just stare at me, Brad.
Yeah. Just look at you. That's fine.
Would you rather never have to commute to work again or always have a three-day weekend?
I like a three-day weekend.
I do,
Wouldn't
too.
That be nice?
Yeah, I like a three-day weekend.
I think we should make that. Can you make that mandatory?
I don't think I have that much. I'm sure I don't have that much power, but I'm with you in spirit. I'm with you in spirit on that one.
Okay.
Would you rather have to do a handstand after every meal or a cartwheel?
Oh, a cartwheel. Cartwheel would be quick. I'd probably pull a hammy or something now. 56. That could be, that'd be a YouTube sensation and not in a good way.
Would you rather have a super slow internet or low phone battery?
Low phone battery.
Do you not use your phone that much?
No, if you're asking what I have, I always have a low phone battery.
The same.
But I cannot stand slow internet. I just cannot stand it. And my husband was a systems guy who, I mean, when we started dating, he's the guy that had the dot matrix printers and like multiple beepers. You know, that's how old we are. So he was definitely pre-internet. I mean, even my first job, we had the intranet.
Yeah.
Like within the company, but internet. So whenever I complain about buffering, thinking buffering, the wheel of death, you know, anything slow like that, he's like, do you actually understand what's happening? Like, to him, it's still like inventing fire, like what's going on.
Yeah,
but to
uh-huh.
me, I'm like, it's just not fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So without a doubt, I can't handle the wheels of death.
Well, this is our last one, and I feel like we're going to get to really know you with this one. Would you rather have Dolly Parton's or Billie Eilish's wardrobe?
Dolly Parton. Sorry.
She's a glam girl.
Dude, she is.
She is.
I love her
I know.
Wardrobe.
And always, top to bottom, always.
Uh-huh.
Just done dressed.
Up. Yeah. Hair. I don't think there's been one outfit of hers I didn't like.
Oh, no, absolutely
I wouldn't want to wear it necessarily like she does, but I respect
the
that
whole
she
thing.
Owns who she is.
Exactly.
And so does Billie Eilish for sure, but just different tastes.
Billie Eilish, I would say, would be very comfortable. Everything
exactly.
is oversized.
Agreed.
Baggy.
Uh-huh.
That is true. You're absolutely right. Those little belts that Dolly wears would get pretty old.
Uh-huh.
She's always like snatched
I
up,
know.
Cinched in.
Lots
of
maybe I'd be cranky in that.
Cranky Dolly.
Yeah.
It's true.
I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but Neighbor Man is really into rocks.
Like boulders and stuff.
like the rocks in the ground?
Yeah.
Like the rocks you would have to dig to find?
Gravel.
All the kind of
geodes.
Rocks.
Geodes. What
sure.
are we talking?
All of them.
Sedimentary.
Oh. You were talking way too smart for me, but yes.
You didn't do a rock unit in like fourth grade?
Probably, but I was also probably flirting with a boy in the back room.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about here, okay?
Types of rocks.
Types of rocks. All sorts of things. And this weekend was the rock show at Hawkeye Downs.
Not like Kiss or AC/DC, but like literally
or
boulders.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson, no.
There's so many rocks.
It was actual rocks being displayed, being sold. It's his jam. We went last year. It was one of our first couple of dates together. And I stuck around, dude.
Oh, good for you.
So we went again this year because he saw the advertisement for it. And he's like, honey, we have to go to the rock show. Mm. So we went. Here's the thing. This man loves rock so much that while we were there, he was offered a job.
Oh, wow.
As? To hide underneath the tables.
For what?
You know, like, okay, so on the tables they have like tons, like hundreds of rocks, okay?
Yeah.
And people are gonna look at them and they're kind of pricey because they're like one of a kind of some sort. I don't know rocks, okay? Don't let me talk about them, all right? So the guy told Neighbor Man that he should work for him and hide underneath the table and just try to convince people to buy the rocks. Like, hey, that rock would look really good on your kitchen table.
Oh.
Wow. That rock would look really cool in your yard. And pretend to be like a voice they think they are hearing.
Oh.
Neighbor man was all for it. And you know what he said? He's like, you don't even have to pay me. I'll take rocks.
Oh, payment in rocks.
Payment in rocks.
This is really a lot. This is a lot. I don't know what to say.
So next year, I think instead of going to the rock show, he will be working the rock show and getting free rocks.
By telling people from under the table.
That looks great for you.
Okay. That is a specific hobby.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know me. I love a creative way to have a party.
Yes.
For example, one of my favorite things that I've done with my friends in the last couple years was a PowerPoint night.
I was so jealous of this that I was not invited.
Oh, it was so fun. Like, everybody brought drinks, and then we sat in the living room, and everybody gave a PowerPoint presentation on something that they knew a lot about.
Didn't somebody do something about people's exes or current boyfriends or something?
I rated people's dads.
That's what you did.
Yeah. So that was fun. So I'm always down for, like, a fun, creative way to hang out with your friends or go out or have a party or whatever. So what I saw on TikTok last night, I want to do this, and I want to do this immediately. It was on this girl, Kara's account, and she was doing a get ready with me for a disguise night. And I was like, disguise night? What are we disguising from? Well, she said it's her and five of her friends that show up to a bar, the same bar, in increments of 5 minutes, and the goal is to try to be unrecognizable to each other.
Cool.
They are trying to disguise themselves, mm-hmm. and as they show up, because obviously if they all show up at the same time, it's going to be too obvious, but you don't want to be able to tell who your friends are.
Yeah.
No guidelines, except that you want to be the last person to be discovered. So as you realize, like, oh, that's destiny, you lose. Whoever's the last person is, like, the winner. So she does her get ready with me, and...
Well, if you give it in 5 minute increments, everyone's going to know at 5:05, here comes Taylor.
Well, I think, whatever. I think it's roughly 5 minutes.
Okay, okay.
And you don't know the order, maybe. I think there's ways to keep it a secret. But she goes through her personal disguise that she wears. So she decided it's March Madness. I'm going to try to like look like a basketball fan. I'm going to wear a sweatshirt to a school that I did not go to, a college. She put her hair up in a bun. She got some clip-on bangs, put those on. She put a bandana in her hair so it kind of covered the top of her head and the color of her hair. She put on thick, like, blue light glasses and then bright red lipstick, which she said she never wears. And I'm not going to lie, the beginning of the video to the end, I was like, I wouldn't say those are the same two people. It's crazy. Then at the end of the video, which was really fun, she did the reveals of all of her friends. She put a picture of what they normally look like and then their disguises. There's a lot of wigs, a lot of hats, people dressing in like complete opposite styles as they normally do, like long trench coats and all mm-hmm. black. And some people had like fake tattoos on their arms. I think this is so genius. I want
to
do it.
I would think it'd be so much fun to do this at work and do a disguise and have all of our coworkers show up and see if we can figure out who's who. But I would stick out like a sore thumb because of my braces. You know, as soon as I smile, as soon as I open my mouth, everybody would be like, ding, ding, ding.
No, you can hardly see your braces. It would be if you opened your mouth.
And I laugh.
If you made a peep, they'd be like, well, it's destiny.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Well, it was a little awkward today when Loretta asked me if you and I were getting each other gifts for our 2-year birthday,
mm-hmm.
which is a week from today. And I was like, oh, I don't know. We haven't talked about this. Turns out we did just 2 seconds ago when we asked each other.
Like, nah. Here's the thing. We both just had, like, our actual individual mm-hmm. birthdays
which
recently.
Which we got each other gifts for.
So it's a lot of, like, I don't know what else to get. We did that, you know?
We did it when we started the show. We got each other gifts. I got you something. You didn't get me anything.
What'd you get me?
I got you a sweatshirt. This is Those Girls in the Afternoon.
I made you a jacket, so.
You don't. You did.
There's
that. See, we got each other gifts 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But Loretta brought up a good point. She's like, you have to get each other a gift because do you know what, like, the 2 year means? I was like, no.
Two.
She's like, yeah, that we've been to show for 2 years. She's like, well, you got to look it up. Like in weddings, you like for when people are married, they have like certain things they have to get each other for each anniversary. I know one is like wood.
Yeah.
That's
is that 5 years? I think the Morning Scramble did that.
Did they?
Didn't they?
I think so. I don't know what year all that stuff is. So I had to look it up. And turns out for your second year of your wedding or your wedding anniversary, you're supposed to get each other cotton, which could be a lot of things.
Well, I'm like, that's pretty broad.
Uh-huh. I gotta get you cotton balls.
Cotton swabs. Cotton pads. There's a lot of cotton.
But I kind of like this idea. What if we really did get each other some type of gift with cotton in it?
Okay.
And from there, I don't know what else. I mean, we definitely got to put a boundary of how much money we spend on each
no,
other.
No, see, I don't like that. I have different questions.
Well, okay. What do we
ask? Well, because like, there's so many freaking cotton things, like a cotton t-shirt, cotton underwear. Am I just giving you a pair of cotton bikini bottoms? Or am I allowed to get a little creative with it?
I'll take underwear with your face on it.
That's weird. And I also don't have time for that probably in 1 week. I don't know how to make that happen.
You could do a t-shirt. I think we really could do cotton balls. I mean, the options are endless.
But do I have to hand you cotton balls or can I do a fun cotton ball craft?
Yes, you could do a cotton ball craft. Okay. Why couldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I guess
I don't really
know
the rules. You and I both have never been married, so we're really talking to the wrong people here.
Well, because I think like when you're married, you get them like a nice cotton robe. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that. That's out of the price range. I didn't set a price range. That's out of it, though.
Okay. Robes out of the price range. Got it.
So, okay. I don't know. I might just go home and do like toilet paper crafts.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get creative
again,
with it.
Again, you know what? If my face is on the toilet paper, I wouldn't hate it.
Who do you think I am?
Well, you're artsy. I think you can put my face on toilet paper.
Is paper cotton?
I think
so. Can I print that off? Does that count?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.